last night with the All-Star game. Joe Buck was on the call. And while he was in Miami for the last couple days, he did an appearance on a television show where they got to talking about baseball and about pot brownies. He tried one for the very first time after he was in a fit of depression. And he was taking some time off. He had the he had the paralyzed vocal cords and stuff.
So this is just a few years ago.
I think it was 2009, maybe.
Okay,
something like that.
So Joe is, you know, this is Joe as a, I guess Joe's probably around 50 years old now. So maybe he's 40 years old at the time, something like that.
Yeah, and he wants to try to relax. And so here is a piece of audio that takes about 2 minutes. And talks about the first time he'd ever tried a pot brownie, any kind of drug whatsoever.
Now, let me paint the picture for you real quick. It was 2011. I had a paralyzed vocal cord from a bad hair plug operation. I'm going through a divorce. I go down to Cabo to a place I have down there to try to relax. And I show up thinking that I'm gonna do yoga every day. I'm gonna read two books. I'm not going to drink. I'm going to do nothing. I'm just going to heal myself because I have this paralyzed vocal cord and my career is over. And I go down there. Within 8 minutes, I'm on the driving range drunk on tequila and can't escape the tequila virus the entire time. But at the end of it, I think, you know, I can't relax. My whole problem is I can't relax. That's why my vocal cord's strained. I need to relax. I've never smoked pot. I've never eaten pot. I've seen pot all around me in college. I've seen coke and ecstasy in high school. Always avoided all that stuff. I said, I need to try this. So I ate a brownie at a dinner in Cabo.
Oh, boy.
And got no reaction. Like 45 minutes later, I said to him, do you feel anything from this? And he's like, no, I don't feel anything. And I said, only I can get no reaction from eating a pot brownie. Let's have another half, a brownie and a half. And then we all got in the car, not driving. We were driven down to this bar in Cabo. And as I'm driving down there, as I'm riding down there, I'm trying to text somebody, and then the letters start, like, flying off my phone into my face. And I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. We show up. There's a bachelorette party going on. You know, I'm scared. I'm frightened. And I'm avoiding them. And then I sit down, and I can't feel my legs. And I talked to the guy that drove us down there. I said, I need to leave right now. And so he helps me to my feet. We stagger to the I somehow magically get down the steps and to the exit. I think we're going to go right. He thinks we're going to go left. He pulls me left as I go right. I pass out. I pass out onto the ground. Go under a rope with my head hanging off into the marina. I damn near died. I had a dream while I was down there. I popped up, and I went from completely out of it to completely sober, worrying that within the next 4 minutes it was going to pop up on Deadspin that I just went down at a bar in Cabo.
Joe Buck, the host of your All-Star game last night.
So then he tried another bite then after that, I take it?
I don't think so.
I imagine we got some listeners who have had similar experiences. I wonder what is on the packaging on those edibles.
I don't know, but you're in Mexico. You probably can't even read
it. Yeah, that's right. You probably, yeah, right.
I don't even know what it means.
You
just
probably can't. You probably have no idea.
He's probably been drinking tequila all day. I don't care. Let's eat it. Robin was there at that point. What were you doing, Robin? You were trying to do some good for some other people.
I was, yeah. I was trying to do good for some other people, and I've never tried them before, but I thought I'd better just test it out, make sure it tastes good for this lady. She's really going to need this, you know.
And this was somebody this was a medicinal situation you were making? Yeah,
she actually had cancer, and it was something that was needed.
Right. Okay.
So, and I'm older, you know, I'm 49, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make sure this is going to happen. So I took a little bite of it, then about 45 minutes, later I was cutting them up. I thought, well, I'll take another little bite. Well, anyway, about a half hour after that, The ship went down. I was done. I called 911. I had a house full of paramedics. I'm to that. I said, just tell my kids I love them. Because I thought,
tell my kids I love them because I'm gone.
Yes.
That was the last time you tried your own batch, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had, like, probably 10 paramedics in my living room laughing their asses off at me. They thought that was the funniest thing they ever saw. And they said, they thought I was doing other drugs. I'm like, I don't do drugs. I don't do drugs. This stuff can, if you're not careful, boy, I'll tell you, it can kick your butt. So,
all right. Thank you, Robin.
In moderation. Thank you, Robin.